following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Glad to have you along with us. Kind of an eventful weekend for a variety of different sports. Nebraska baseball and softball really had some big weekends. The Preakness comes to an end. We're into the finals in the NBA and NHL as far as the conference goes. So we're down to the Final Four there. And we continue on. State track is this week. State soccer continues over the next two nights. District golf is going on today. So state baseball, Coach Rick Kissick is going to join us to chat about Grand Island. They got a big win over Creighton Prep on Saturday. So a lot to discuss on today's Doug and Daddy program. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Doug.
What's going on? We're doing good.
We had a good week. You know, everything happened. Nebraska softball wins. Nebraska baseball gets the 2 seed. California Chrome looked really good turning for home and held off that horse. And that horse was never going to go by him. California Chrome was going to win that race.
Really?
Yep. And, I was cheering for the other horse because I had a few bucks on him and thought he was going to catch him. And when he got beat, I was going, dang it. And then I saw the emotion that owner had. And the way people were acting, I thought, how selfish of me for a $22 ticket. You know what I mean? I mean, I really felt bad that I even cheered against him.
Well, and it gives you 3 weeks, like some of the guys said, 3 weeks now, horse racing for part of it will at least be talked about. It's not talked about that much. A couple of days up, I mean, in the general sports world, but now you've got a chance at a Triple Crown winner. So they're already following every move of California Chrome with nasal strips.
Well, the kiddos to the Belmont racetrack of the New York Racing Association for approving that. That would have been a travesty to say, nope, you know what, rules are rule. We got rules and we've got them in place and there's no way. Because I'll tell you what, that rule is kind of like a baseball player saying in every Major League Baseball park, you can wear sunglasses if you need to on a fly ball, except in Kansas City, you can't use them there. You know, well, you know, you got to be kidding me. I mean, because everybody's eyes are a little different. Some people can fight the sun and can do that, and other people really have trouble with that. And so this is not like a drug or something that he's gaining a huge advantage on. It's a breathing thing, and all horses in New York should be able to use them. Case closed.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I'm not so sure. And I'm usually the guy that's always on this. I don't know all the details, so that's why I'm not going to go crazy about this one way or another. I think it's good so that we don't have this. You would have just had a bunch of barking back and forth about what would seem something that's very minute that would keep possibly a Triple Crown winner out. Yes, it's good for the sport. I'll say that.
You got to wear Nike shoes on the state track meet in Nebraska. If you don't have Nikes on, you don't get to participate. How do you feel about that rule?
Well, maybe I like Adidas.
Well, that, then go ahead and wear them. You know, as long as they meet as long as they're meeting any qualification thing. That's what I'm saying about the nasal strips.
In these three races, it should be the same for all horses.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. If you can wear nasal strips, you know, for these three races in one race, you ought to be able to raise them and all. And also, if it's a muddy track, a horrible muddy track, and it's heavy, then you ought to be able to put on mud shoes. I mean, they've got mud cocks, you know, and you ought to be able to have that right to put those on, I mean, in all three races. So, yeah, I agree with – it's a good call.
I'll change subject.
Okay, go ahead.
How good is the Nebraska baseball team?
They're nice. You know, this Illinois team has really good pitching, it seemed to me. I thought their pitching was really good. I don't know if Illinois is a good offensive team, you know, but I think Nebraska's baseball team, and I think a while back, and I remember I told you, I said, well, they're in the tournament. I said they're going to get in. But I thought they could be as far as a four seed. I said that. And I think now they are not going to be a four seed. There will be a two or a three seed.
Dan Hoppen will join us later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are also taking the Doug and Daddy Show to Omaha on Wednesday and Thursday for the Big Ten baseball tournament. And Wednesday, we'll be able to take you right up to our pregame coverage with Nebraska and Ohio State playing at 1 o'clock, 1:05. Pregame will be at 12:30 on our network of stations. So we'll talk more about that as we hammer those plans together here as this week continues. But this tournament goes Wednesday with the championship game Sunday. They're all on the Big Ten Network. They're all at TD Ameritrade Park. Wednesday and Thursday, there's four games each day. It is amazing that, because this has been a six-team tournament, so it's always been two games the first day, and then it plays out three games the next day, so on and so forth. But now, Jimmy, they've got four games that they're going to be playing at TD Ameritrade Park, and they are putting four-hour breaks in between. I mean, they play four games a day for the College World Series. Or two, what is it, two games a day? Two games a day at the College World Series. Yeah, so they're trying to get four games a day in here.
They have played three when they've had rainouts. You know,
yeah.
They have.
Yeah. 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. I wouldn't want to draw either one of those assignments. Because you know what you're thinking, 9 p.m., there's still no way we're starting on time. You have to hope for efficient, quick games. And, of course, in this day and age where there's not a lot of runs being scored, and the Big Ten Conference would be one of them that's not scoring a lot of runs, that you can kind of keep things moving along. But also, you know, when you put on the schedule 9-1-5-9, you can't start before that.
Right.
You can't start before that. Nebraska played an hour and 50-minute game the other day. So let's say that they play a two-hour game. That's 3 o'clock. That's 3 o'clock. Why are you hamstringing yourself by saying 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock? I mean, if you could get that last game going by 8 o'clock where people could go to it, it is a Wednesday night between two non-Nebraska teams. Ain't going to be nobody there. Zero people there.
You know, Doug, the only thing I can think of is, you know, taking an in and out. I mean, that first day, you know, they're going to be taking an infield and an outfield, and you know, they're going to get used to that. You know, in the major leagues, every once in a while on a Sunday, they will not have batting practice. You know, I'm talking about major leagues. Mm-hmm. They just will get rid of the batting practice if the weather's been kind of cold, or if they have a 15-inning game on a Saturday and they'll come back and play at 1:30 on a Sunday or whatever. They won't have a batting practice or anything like that. And so they're probably not going to limit these teams to how long they can take their infield and their outfield. You know, they're going to be able to have that, and that's what coaches wanted. Because I'm sure they would ask the coaching and some ADs, you know, and they'd have to have an agreement. And I think that would be the reason for that. But I definitely agree with you that something else could have been done a little bit better, unless it's television for some of these games. But a 9 o'clock game, you know, to me, that's good for me. And I'm retired, you know. I mean, well, get a 9 p.m. game, hey, that's all right.
Something beyond.
Yeah, I could, and not only that, I could probably sneak down after I paid for my one bad ticket and sneak down there, might have a good seat.
Well, and you've got... And that's the way it's going to be both days, 9 a.m., 9 p.m. I don't know. It was something I was thinking about this morning, because I'm not trying to pick on the Big Ten, but baseball has all its tradition. It is the most tradition-laced sport, probably because it's been around basically the longest of any of the major sports that we've dealt with. But they sure never have any reason to move things along. You know how we heard in the national media fans, they were losing interest in baseball because the games took so long. Well, how much interest are you going to lose if you got, you know, you watch the game and then there's an hour in between because we have to make the field all brand new again and we have to take infield practice. You played 60 damn games this year. How much infield do you need? Okay, you can be efficient. You've played however many basketball games. You get this much time to warm up, and I know that that doesn't change in the postseason. But I can't find, and the problem is, I can't find a place where you can quicken the process up. I mean, the infield is like 8 minutes, and so each team gets that, and it does take a while to get the field ready. There's just no way to speed the process up, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make here. You got any ideas? Any suggestions? You've been following this game for a long time.
The one thing that I see with this, you know, at Ameritrade, and hey, Jeff, you can help us with this. If Doug will probably know, but in the Omaha World Herald, there's a writer, and he has these comic things, and he makes little comments on the side.
Yeah, Brad Dickinson.
That's did you see where Brad goes? There was a LSU beat like Norfolk State 27-0 in baseball.
Yeah.
And he put in there, he said, hey, they set many records in that game for the most runs and most consecutive hits. And he was going on and on and on about it. And he goes, if that game would have been played in Ameritrade Park, final score would have been 1-0. You know, but so, you know, there's not going to be a lot of runs scored. So that's what the one thing is, you know, if you have speeding games, because baseball is probably one of the most unpredictable time elements about how long a game is going to take. In football, we got a pretty good idea when two teams, if they pass the ball a lot, you know, going into the game going, hey, this could be a long game because these two teams like to throw it and there's going to be some points scored and the clock doesn't, you know, start and stop all the time. Where in a football game, you get two running teams, hey, this could be a two-hour game, you know, just that fast. But in baseball, you really can't predict that. How many pitchers are going to be used, you know, how many three balls, two strike counts, how many foul balls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess the only thing I would do is I would put down 30 minutes after the previous game. You know what I mean? We're going to have 30 minutes. As soon as this game is over, we're going to have 30 minutes. So I'd give this team 15 minutes. You know, to get out there and do their infield, 15 minutes for the other team to do their out. Just limit them to 15 minutes. Plenty of time to warm up your pitcher. You know, you've got stuff, and then get that game moving. And that's how I would have done it. But that, you know, they didn't ask me.
Well, yeah, because we know, like in basketball, as soon as that final buzzer sounds, sometimes the teams aren't even off the floor. We got 25 on the clock, and we're going.
Exactly.
That next game starting in 25, whether you're ready or not. So there you go. The Big Ten baseball bracket looks like this. They play it like the College World Series. There's two four-team brackets. So Illinois, Michigan State at 9, Nebraska, Ohio State at 1. And then whoever comes out of that will advance to Sunday's championship game. On the other side, Indiana, Iowa at 5. Minnesota, Michigan at 9. And then on Thursday, the losers will play at 9-1, and the winners will play at 5-9. So if Nebraska wins Wednesday, they would have a 5 o'clock Thursday game. And I think that would bring a scenario in where a lot of people could, if they're from our part of the listening, you could travel to Omaha, you could take Friday off if you want. You're going into a long Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of people are going to try and extend that weekend themselves. But then if they win, you're guaranteed that they're going to play two more games. So you can go down, you watch them Thursday at 5 o'clock, watch them Friday, and then if you want to stick around and catch the rest of the tournament Saturday and Sunday. So could work out from that standpoint. The softball team is also playing in the Super Regionals. They'll be going to Alabama, and what a comeback it was for Nebraska after not playing particularly well, even though basically only a half an inning. And I don't know a whole lot about how the second time they beat Kansas, it was only 2-1, but they thumped Brantley and they thumped Missouri twice yesterday, and Haley Decker played like Barry Bonds or Babe Ruth. I mean, the best that you could possibly be, just hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and Nebraska scored runs. But they didn't play, they probably actually outplayed Kansas on Friday. It's just that Kansas got a two-run home run in the first inning. They were up 3-0. Kansas only got one hit the rest of the game. Nebraska left 8 kids on base, just couldn't scratch across more than one run. But they come storming back and win 4 games in about 24 hours. And they're getting some great write-ups. So Graham Hayes, who's one of the national women's sports writers for ESPN.com, really putting Haley Decker on the front page today of ESPN's women's website.
Yeah, you know, and Doug, I think, too, that that's why coaches and stuff, because there is times where in baseball you get beat 3-0, or 2-0, but you have left a lot of base runners on, and that's why they call it double elimination tournament. You know, just in case you have that one really bad game, or you played well, but you just didn't play well enough to win. You know that the cream rises to the top. And I guess Nebraska definitely did it, but they're going to have their hands full. The Alabama team they're playing is ranked in the top five, I think, aren't they, nationally?
Number two seed, yeah.
Number two overall? Seed, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oregon won there, too, so okay. There you go. And we have learned this morning that UNK Baseball has placed two players on the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association team and one on the American Baseball Coaches Association All-Region team. That's Anthony Pacheco. Danny Droll made the second team as a utility player, and Pacheco's second team on the American Baseball Coaches. So there's a lot of those awards, but Pacheco and Droll have been right there, first team MIAAers, so congratulations to them. Also, the MIAA has 21 nominees for the Ken B. Jones Award. Finalists for the award will be revealed on May the 21st, so that's just coming up right away on Wednesday. It's named in honor of the man who served as the first full-time commissioner of the conference. They'll be pared down to three men and three women that'll be invited to Kansas City for ceremonies in June. And each nominee is judged in four areas: athletic accomplishments, career academic accomplishments, this year's community service, and career athletic and service achievements. And you have to have at least a 3.25 GPA. So these are some of the best of the best. And UNK has, on the men's side, basketball standout Mike Dentlinger, who was academic All-American. And on the women's side, Marissa Bongers, who's going to the D2 National Outdoor Track and Field Championships, was an indoor All-American, so congratulations to those athletes. When we come back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll talk state baseball. Rick Kissick in Grand Island, very impressive win with his team over Creighton Prep in the first round on Saturday. They get Millard West tonight. We'll talk with the coach when we come back.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Hi, I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Ray Miller. Severe weather season is here once again, and when storms threaten, it's essential to stay informed. The best way to do that is to keep your radio tuned right here. WeatherEye's team of meteorologists is on duty 24/7 with the latest technology, providing you with live storm updates to keep your family safe. And for even more weather information, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/weatherology. You'll find interesting weather blogs, storm updates, and much more. facebook.com/weatherology.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 WeatherEye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies developing today. High temperatures in the mid-80s with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Topping off at 82 Tuesday. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram rolling into May with their Memorial Day blowout sale going on. Stop by and see them for that with, of course, more than just Memorial Day taking you up to this part of the year. Great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. And check out the brand new 2015 Chevy Tahoe. It is awesome, and they have that for you to take a look at as well. If you don't need anything quite that new, they've got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. And if you're looking to make a trade on a truck right now, Andy and the gang are looking for your new or your pre-owned vehicle, whether it's a truck, to get a new one or just trade it in on something different or pick up another one. They have a lot of need right now for that because they are moving trucks at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Where right now they also have some employment opportunities, so stop by and see them today. Or you can find out more by going online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. A couple of other sports notes as we get ready to talk to Coach Rick Kissick from Grand Island as they play tonight in the state baseball tournament, the state soccer tournament. Well, it came to an end for Kearney Hastings since our show on Friday. A really good battle. You had both the Hastings boys and girls played some strong soccer. The boys lost to Gretna 1-0. Gretna is in the finals. Hastings girls lost in the semifinals to Gretna 3-1. The Kearney girls just couldn't score. They just didn't have many opportunities, and they got beat 1-0 by Millard North. So it's Elkhorn South and Gretna in the Class B final tonight, Omaha Marion and Millard North in the Class A final. Then the boys will play on Tuesday, SCOTUS and Gretna in Class B, followed by Omaha Westside and Lincoln Southwest in A. Westside, probably the big shock there. They beat Creighton Prep and beat them by a score of 2-0. So those are the boys' finals. As we said, district golf going on today. A little windy, but at least they won't have to put on six layers of clothes maybe for the first time this year. District's going on at the A4 Meadowlark Hills. Hastings goes to Norfolk. Grand Island is in Lincoln at Highlands. The Class B districts are in York and Cozad today. Most of the Class C teams going to Geneva, playing at Hidden Hills, and then Class D at Indian Head in Grand Island and Heritage Hills in McCook. There are a couple of districts set for tomorrow. And within the hour here, scheduled for an 11:55 Central Time tee-off is UNK's Michael Colgate, the first ever loper to qualify for the D2 National Golf Championships. He's got a late tee time today and early tee time tomorrow. So about this time tomorrow, Jimmy, we'll know whether he makes the cut as an individual to stay around for the last 2 days.
Yeah, it sounded like, you know, just listening to him talk, he wanted to shoot around 4 under par, you know what I mean? And just say, you know, that's, he's got to do what he can do. And if somebody gets really, really hot, they're going to beat him probably. But he thought if he could just shoot that score, he would be really pleased.
So we'll see how Michael Colgate does up in Michigan. Also, in the Twitterverse these days, a little bit of a story that Tommy Armstrong worked out with Brett Favre here recently. And maybe getting some tips. That can't hurt, can it?
No, I think, I mean, what could, Brett had a little bit of success when he went out and played.
Just a little, huh?
Yes, he did.
You think Brett can teach him how to not throw interceptions, or because that was not his forte?
No, Brett. Maybe we got the wrong guy. I can remember Brett a couple times. He thought he could throw every pass, was going to be complete though. You know, you like that. You like that personality. You know, to go, hey, you know what? I think I can thread it through there, even though it's only about 4 inches.
I think Favre always thought that if he gave up a couple of turnovers, he could make up for it.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to get you 4 or 5 touchdowns. I might have a turnover or two in there, but I'm going to get you 3-4 scores a game.
And, you know, and Brett, when he later in his career, he was really good. If the game was tied at taking care of the ball and just field goals good enough to win. You know what I mean? He really was. I thought he was one of the better ones at that. He was the one that was always tough, though, when you were down 3. You know what I mean? He wanted to get 7 really bad, but that was his competitive nature, yeah.
Rick Kissick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan with you on this Monday, ahead of their second game at the Class A State Baseball Tournament. They'll play Millard West tonight at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. First pitch is set for 7:30, coming off an impressive 11-3 win on Saturday over Omaha Creighton Prep. Coach, thanks for joining us again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are spotting, what's up with this lately? You're spotting teams run and then you come back and just take care of business.
Well, that has seemed to be the norm. You know, when you, the good thing about, like you said lately, is you're not surprised when it happens. And so far we've been able to, you know, have good at bats. And usually when they start stringing together like they did the other night, we're able to put up runs. And state tournament, usually if you get that many runs, you're going to win.
Hey, Coach Jim Langen here. Hey, talk about your battery. You know, Ewing and Phoenix Stevenson, Lane Ewing and Phoenix Stevenson, your battery, your pitcher, and catcher a little bit.
Well, they did a great job. I mean, we've, you know, since we started in 2003, we've really had a lot of senior catchers that have managed the game. And, you know, only in a few instances that we've had to step in and maybe override. But, you know, we always tell the pitcher he has final say, and him and Phoenix were on had good command of the fastball. And, you know, one of the big things, as you guys know, when you have a nice inning, you want to come back with a shutdown inning. And typically teams like to take pitches, and Lane came out right away and got strike one on just about every batter, and then we were off.
Talking with Rick Kissick, he is the head baseball coach of the Grand Island Islanders. Coach, how have you liked the postseason so far? 3-0, you had to wait out a rain delay there in the district final, but have you seen anything that's improved just here in the postseason for you?
Well, it certainly is confidence level. You know, they always say that hitting is contagious, and that has been the case. But probably the thing that's overshadowed a little bit is defensively, we've just been really solid. You know, those are things that you typically don't notice until the ball is getting kicked around. You know, we're keeping backside runners from advancing. And, you know, Phoenix has done a nice job of when teams have tried to steal a base, you know, he's gotten a couple of them to end innings. So, but, you know, you never know in baseball. And offensively, we're just clicking. And this is the time of year you would like to. And, you know, Millard West has a bunch of pitching just like prep, so it's going to be a challenge again tonight.
And you got to, just kind of continuing on that, you got to take your hats off. 13 hits in the first round of a state tournament game when you have to assume that Creighton Prep threw their number one guy, and I guess maybe you can fill us in if that was the case or not, but that's usually the procedure. And not only are you guys hitting, you seem to be hitting for power here lately.
Well, you know, they actually did not throw their ace. They threw all three pitchers they threw, though, had all of them was below 1.7 ERA. So, you know, they didn't try to hold back their ace, but they threw three very good arms. You know, a lot of deja vu from 2008, but that was really our rally cry in 2008. If we could get to double-digit hits, which we only did once, you know, that's how tough it is to get hits down the state tournament. And then to start the state tournament that way against you know, just one of the elite programs, maybe in the Midwest, is just a good way to start.
Yeah, Coach, Creighton Prep, I agree they did not throw the race because they had a kid that was record of like 9-0 and did not throw against you, but Creighton Prep does not have bad pitchers. Talk a little bit about, now, Calvin Hinkey evidently came through again, and I know he's done that in the past. I've watched him play a lot of baseball for you, but there was evidently a three-ball, two-strike count, and then your base runners were going, and it sounded like in the paper that, you know, like the runner on first was actually almost on second when he got the base hit. Talk a little bit about that play because that seemed to be a big play in the game.
Yes, I think it really was a turning point emotionally. You know, we had a big inning, and, you know, that's the first time this year Calvin batting leadoff, and it just happened to be perfect. You know, really the play was Logan Greenwald. You know, he's a senior that's going to a Division II school in Oklahoma. The pitcher chose to go from the windup, and he was at second base when the ball was hit out into left center, and it really one of those plays where they couldn't believe he was going, you know. And then, you know, balance in that in baseball, you know, next inning we got a 3-0 green light to a young man that hit it about 400 feet for a two-run homer. So you take a three-run single and a two-run homer off 3-0. I mean, those are five runs that, you know, are a big part of success. And then, you know, mentally we were ready to go then. I mean, it was impressive to watch Lane be locked in on the mound.
Talking with Rick Kissick for a last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then we'll let him get back to working for Millard West tonight. What can you tell us about West?
Well, it doesn't get any easier, you know. you know, right after the win, you start getting peppered with that, and you just want to tell people to slow down. It's a mental grind. Both Prep and Millard West have everything in, from pickoffs to trick plays. They bunt, they hit and run. Now, a little difference, Millard West doesn't quite have the power, but they have, you know, they have a ton of speed. They like to go two bases. They want you to make a mistake so they can get backside runners going, and And then they just probably have the deepest pitching in the state. So no matter who they throw out tonight, it's going to be a quality opponent. So, you know, it's a little different. We won't be able to play as deep, and we'll have to be maybe a little quicker on some of the decisions and throws.
And who are you going with, Coach?
We're going to go with Calvin Hanke. He's been really our number two. Those two really have stabilized, and then we'll just battle. We have a couple sophomores that may have to pitch some in relief and done a good job. But you know what? We're just happy to be under the lights at Haymarket, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and talk about that, Haymarket Park. I mean, getting a chance to play there, that's pretty special.
Oh, it's you know, we've had so much success, and these kids have had so much success in the summer, and we try to, you know, it's just different. The spring and the summer are just different, and this is one of the differences, is the ability to go play. You know, Nebraska's having a good season, and to be able to walk onto their field after their walk-off is just something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, Coach Kissick, good luck to you, too. And I think Riley Bosch was the one. I just wanted to give him some credit on the thing. He was the one that hit the bomb, wasn't he? The three-run homer? Or the three
yes,
open? Yeah,
you know,
right.
Yeah, two doubles and a homer, a two-run home run.
Right. Hey, and Millard West, a couple years ago when I watched him play, you're right, they seem to win a lot of one-run games. Do they still kind of play a little small ball, hit and run, bunt a little bit? Do they still kind of do that, or are they a little different?
Yes, sir. They play with speed.
Okay.
I mean, they're prototypically, you know, all 5'9", 5'10". They all look like middle infielders, you know, except for a few exceptions. And they play the game aggressively, and they make you throw them out. So, you know, if things go well tonight, we'll get some outs on the bases and hopefully stop some innings.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And let's see if you guys can play the late game again tomorrow, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Rick Kissick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on ESPN. A win tonight means they're at 7 o'clock tomorrow in the winner's bracket. A loss puts them in the 4 o'clock game, which will be at Sherman Field. So you win, you get to keep playing at Haymarket, you get beat, then you go over to Sherman Field, which is nice, but it's not Haymarket. And now you just kind of know. If you don't have to leave Haymarket Park, you're winning.
Yeah, that's right. You know what's interesting, Doug? 2 years ago, in the state, in August, in the state Legion, when they were juniors, and not seniors, mm-hmm. when they were juniors, these two teams went 1-2. Millard West and Grand Island ended up 1-2. And the team that they upset was Creighton Prep. And at that time, Kearney lost to both teams, Millard West and Grand Island, by one run in that state tournament. They got beat by one run in that. So it'll be very interesting with this team and this baseball team that Grand Island does have. If their pitching can hang on, they'll generate some runs and they can play defense. He's exactly right.
Well, you save yourself a lot if you can win tonight.
Oh, my, this is a key game.
That loser's bracket. So Omaha West Side and Papillion La Vista South play at 5. Grand Island and Millard West at approximately 7:30 in game number 2. Class B, Norris playing Elkhorn and Omaha Scutt playing Lincoln Pius the 10th in the winner's bracket. In the elimination games, Crete plays Omaha Roncalli, Seward against Bennington. The elimination games in Class A, Millard North and Millard South getting after it here at noon, and then Creighton Prep and Bellevue West will play at 2:30. Now, again, just keep this in mind, they are trying to play a quadruple header today at Haymarket Park, so that game that Grand Island has is the last game. Whether that gets started at 7:30 or not, who knows, because they're scheduled for 12, 2:30, 5, and 7:30. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to Complete Nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since Ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's program. Among our guests tomorrow, Ken Chertoff is a former Olympic wrestler. He's putting on his camps. He travels throughout the nation. He'll be making a stop in Kearney for a camp next week. And you can go to his website for all kinds of information on that. But we will talk with the Olympian on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll also catch up with Dan Hoppen of Husker Online to talk about the Big Ten tournament. Then Wednesday and Thursday we'll be in Omaha for the tournament. A couple of notes this week. The College Football Hall of Fame will announce their class on Thursday. So that's coming up this week. And then everybody getting ready for Memorial Day. And then state track, of course, going on Friday and Saturday, and we'll have updates all day long on our network of stations. The Remington Trophy has released its spring watch list. And again, this just gives us something to talk about in downtime. It's good. It's just, it's good fill is what it is. You can put it in the newspaper. You can talk about it on sports talk radio shows. But all it is guys that are coming back that were pretty good last year. That's all these lists are. That's all these lists are. And the Remington Trophy, athletes that have demonstrated excellence at the center position and are predicted to do so again this upcoming year. So Mark Pelini of Nebraska is one of 64 players on that list. So basically meaning he's one of 64 guys that played last year that's coming back.
Yeah, probably 64 starters, right, that have had a little success. That's right.
Of course, it's named after Dave Remington, the first-team All-American center at Nebraska in 81 and 82, became the Outland Trophy's only double winner as the nation's finest collegiate interior lineman. So Mark Pelini up for that.
Like you say, it gives you something to talk about. You know, one thing that's kind of interesting, things to talk about, was the dominance of the NBA game yesterday. That was a dominant performance.
That's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they really did. I mean, they went out and took, I mean, Miami almost looked like a quarter step slow all day long. And they, I mean, really, really played. And that just shows you, that's why you have a seven-game series, you know.
Wouldn't that be great if Indiana was playing the rope-a-dope the last month of the regular season? Just so people forgot about them.
Yeah.
Playing the old rope.
Indiana's the only team that was like 7-1 to start the playoffs. And then after the first round, they're 8-1. And then now there's only four teams left. They go to 10-1.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, which team will win the NBA Eastern Conference Finals? That was our Midtown Mark Cooler question over the weekend. 64% said the Heat in six or seven games. 36% said the Pacers in six or seven games. I'm guessing a couple of those votes might have come in this morning. As you take a look at that, nobody said in four or five games. I said the Heat in five. I'm I still wouldn't tear up my ticket on that one quite yet. But Pacers look like maybe they'll catch another one, especially playing at home whenever that gets to be. I know it's game two, but when they get back later in the series, a chance to get another win. So now, which team will win the Western Conference Finals, the Spurs or the Thunder? You've got San Antonio already going, don't you?
Yeah, I like San Antonio. I really do. But I'm going to stay with them. I can't think of the guy's name, but one of the players for the Oklahoma City is like their third. They're really the guy that is inside and kind of helps inside with the defense, and really a good defensive player is going to make it a little difficult. He's not going to play. I've heard he's out. So I would think that would give San Antonio about seven or eight possessions where they're going to probably score a little bit easier.
Yeah, winning at Golden State is not like winning at San Antonio. So I had the Thunder going to the finals. I'm not near as confident in that right now. They're going to be asking Kevin Durant to do a lot. I mean, and if Oklahoma City does come out of this, then they have to be the underdog going to the NBA finals, whether it's Miami or Indiana. So we'll find out. But I'm going to take the Spurs because right now they look the better of the two teams, the Spurs, and they probably can get that done in six games, I would think. You can vote now on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Indianapolis 500 will be coming up this weekend, one of the Memorial Day traditions. Is that something you pay attention to, Jimmy?
No, it's really not. I mean, it's not on my bucket list to go to that. But, I mean, if it's on TV and it's a bad day outside, I flip the TV on it. It's hard for me to get excited about a race. I love horse racing, absolutely love horse racing. And you can go watch a 4-furlong race and it's over in 45 and 4/5 seconds. You know, and then you go to the next race. You know, the Indianapolis 500, it just seems to take a little longer than that, you know, before we get a winner, you know. So,
yeah,
and all the cars kind of look the same to me when they keep going around and around and around and around. Like, hey, you made a big move, you did. You know, well, I didn't see the move. I mean, it wasn't quite like, you know, the 400-meter relay at the state track meet. Well, that's a big move.
It is the only open-wheel race that I'll pay much attention to. I actually like watching the Formula One style of racing better than NASCAR. And I know I make fun of NASCAR all the time. And, you know, I should. So, you know, there you go. So that's what's going on. You just don't know the names anymore. It used to be consistent. And I guess that's one thing about NASCAR. You do kind of know the names. It's the same 30 people, and then you do filter in some rookies and some guys that aren't on the track every single week. But Ed Carpenter, James Hinchcliffe, and Will Power, and I've heard Will Power, they'll be on the front row for this year's race. They're on the front row for the Indianapolis 500.
Right.
Can't tell you anything about any of them.
Yeah, I guess, you know, and I definitely I love all sports and really do love all sports. I guess, you know, no one's ever called me on the phone and go, hey, I'm having trouble with my car. You know, I can't get it started. Would you come over and check out my engine? Because I would have absolutely no idea. I'm looking for that giant on and off switch.
Try it now.
Here, I'll get in there. Let me get in there with you. You got the right keys? You got the right keys in there?
Looks like you got plenty of oil. Washer fluid's full. Hey, I don't know. I don't know, man. We better call a mechanic. What's going on? I'll tell you what. I know old Bob down the street. He loves this stuff. Let's call him.
This is bad because I'm about ready to get off my chair laughing. You don't usually do this to me.
So there you go. Pretty good day for Alex Gordon yesterday.
Yeah, six RBIs. He had two home runs and 2 3-run homers.
Yeah.
And needed them all the runs. They needed them all. And the night before, what an exciting game. I don't know if you saw the end of that one.
Nothing. Yeah,
I was watching that game. I don't know why. We've got a team that's 20-21. I'm on the edge of my seat. I think it was because Duffy had that perfect game going for 7 innings. I wanted him to win the game for him, you know.
So. Kansas City is still 7 back of Detroit, and Minnesota is 7.5 back. So the Royals actually got above it. And does that break the streak finally, Jeff? The Royals won a game where they didn't score 3 runs.
Oh, I think it's, you know, that might be their second win of the year that way. But, yeah, it's kind of candid. That 4-run mark seems to be the thing for the Royals.
You know, there was a tough pitch in that game. There was a a pitch that was in the dirt and was strike three, and the ball hit the plate at the same time the batter for Baltimore swung at the pitch. And I know what that home plate umpire did. He heard that noise and thought it was a foul ball. It blew the call big time. And for it was so important. You know, it's too bad the home plate umpire at that level, they put so much on him. You know what I mean? That you can't go back and check that on instant replay.
Well, they'll continue to tweak it, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Continue to tweak that. We'll continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show with more on this Monday after this timeout.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
My eyes are burning. I think they melted.
You need to unplug. You've been staring at that screen all day.
But there are so many notifications and cat pictures and tweets and game show bloopers and
so what? Do you know how many awesome things there are outside?
I don't think I've seen the outside world in days. Just photos of it. I will go for a walk.
Good, but Holden.
Yeah?
Leave the phone.
Learn more about unplugging and being active at ActivateBuffaloCounty.com. Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It's game one of the Western Conference Finals. Will the Spurs make a return trip to the NBA Finals to complete some unfinished business from last season?
It tucks it up and in on a magnificent river. Tony Parker, what a move.
Or will it be Durant, Westbrook, and the Thunder who head back to the finals to finish what they started in 2012?
AD, and here they come.
Thunder and Spurs, Monday night at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Daddy Show, Doug Uta, Jim Langan. Hope everybody had a great graduation for Kearney High, Grand Island, everybody that put their graduation ceremonies, big, small, whatever the school was. Hope all went well, and you get ready for summer and on to the next challenge in your life. American Legion Baseball actually gets going tomorrow. Goodness, Jimmy. That's pretty early. The first Tuesday, we're before Memorial Day already.
You know, I know Hastings and Kearney are playing, and they don't have, high school baseball, right. Neither one of them. So, this kind of gives them an opportunity to at least play when, like you say, Grand Island and some of these schools have got 20 games under their belt right now, they're going to be playing. And it's always been a game they've played, I know, for about 4 years now, I believe, where they played. And it does not count in their Cornhusker League, games. It's not one of those. It's just kind of like a preseason, but it is a game, yeah.
Well, that's one of the games this week to get things underway as Hastings and Kearney will play. And speaking of Hastings, that's the home of T&L, the manufacturer of hydraulically powered pivot irrigation systems that undergo thousands of hours of product research and testing for quality and performance. T&L's plant encompasses more than 40 acres, 18 buildings, and a state-of-the-art galvanizing plant and tubing mill. Plus, they've got everything they need, their own field to see how all of their equipment works, and they can show you firsthand if you'd like to do it. The worldwide headquarters are right there in Hastings, where your local TNL dealer can do the same for you. Check out the new PPC3 as you get ready for 2014. You've got your crop in the ground. I've seen some TNLs already out there working here in this spring, as it's time to make the most out of your field. TNL Irrigation Systems, TLIRR.com, or see your local TNL dealer today. Big Ten baseball tournament. Who could be Nebraska? Nebraska was on the outside looking in last year, knew they needed to win the tournament to make the NCAAs, came within one inning, basically, of doing that and pulling the upset. And Dan Hoppen, who's going to join us, has a good breakdown on HuskerOnline.com. But it's like the middle teams, you know, it's Indiana, Nebraska, who's won a lot of one-run games. And how good is Illinois? Well, I think they can go out and get you with Kevin Duchesne, the kid that beat Nebraska in the middle game of this series. But Minnesota has kind of been stubbing their toe on the way home. Ohio State and Iowa get into the tournament because it's been expanded to eight teams. But Michigan State just seems to be that team that I wouldn't want to play, and they're in Nebraska's bracket. Michigan State and Illinois is the first game.
Mm-hmm. And you think that Michigan State, you know, the thing of it is with Michigan State, if they Illinois will probably throw their ace, won't they, against Michigan State?
It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
Duchesne,
be very interesting.
In the middle of this rotation, but he pitched on Friday, so is it too soon to turn around and pitch him on Wednesday? I don't know. We'll see what the coaches decide.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of tried to ask him a little bit on the show, and you did. You asked him a really good question. It was a fair question, but he didn't answer it. You know, he did not level. But you asked him, and I was glad you did. But you asked him, hey, you know, what are you kind of looking at? And all they said was, hold it. We're going to definitely, you know, stay in motels in Omaha when we get there, but we're looking at Nebraska, and that's all we're thinking about right now, and we're not going to tell anybody else what we're doing. But I would think they've got to get by Michigan State. This Illinois, not like Nebraska. You know, Nebraska getting being the number two seed and finishing second in the Big Ten has got to help them. And when you get that NCAA bid, because if let's say Illinois and Nebraska, if it gets down to those two, they're going to take Nebraska. They're going to take Nebraska unless Illinois, of course, wins the tournament. You know?
Well, Nebraska's RPI, and there's a couple of different places you can look at, but this one has them at 26. And if you're 26, you're in.
Exactly.
Now you just determine how good your seed is. And Jimmy, I'm not even sure that that's a big deal. Now, it doesn't matter if you're the two or the three. You're playing the other guy.
Really.
You're
no.
playing the other guy. You're not going to be the four. You're not going to be the one. I don't think if Nebraska wins the tournament, they'll be a one. I don't think they'll get a chance. So we'll see.
If you can be a two seed, if you can be a two seed and one of the lower two seeds, and if you can win it, and then somebody else upsets somebody else, you know, in another super in a regional, then you could host the super regional. That would be nice. But you know, that's the difference between, because threes never get to host anything, you know.
Well, Indiana is going to be the overwhelming favorite. They ended the Big Ten Conference at 21-3. And considering all the injuries and the struggles that it seemed like Nebraska was going through early on, to go 18-6 in the conference, that's saying something. They won just about every close game, though. That's another thing that you got to be looking at. That's why at the beginning of the show I asked, how good is this baseball team? Is the Big Ten mediocre, or are there just so many close games and teams like Michigan State are losing them and Nebraska's winning them, and Illinois had been winning them until this weekend?
Yeah, well, I don't think the Big Ten is a premier baseball conference. I mean, let's be honest about that. They are not the premier group because people in the South have a tendency to be better in baseball. I mean, it's always been that way, and more so than maybe any other sport that I can think of where the dominance has been there. So, you know, I'm going to agree with you, Doug. I think, you know, winning one-run games doesn't always necessarily. There's been a lot of times where the game's 3-3 and you've got that last at bat. Well, if you don't score, you still didn't lose. You know, it's not like they're winning some of these games where they're down a run and then they're getting a two-run bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they won that game 7-4 in extra innings the other day. The Illinois series actually could have all three of those games all could have gone the other way. You know, all three of them.
No doubt.
But Illinois, did that pitcher pitched really well on the second day, I believe.
Yeah,
pitched really well and kind of held us at bay. But it wasn't like Nebraska scored a lot of runs the day before either.
He was a freshman All-American, and I watched a lot of that game. And I was just wondering, what is Nebraska swinging at? They had the bases loaded and nobody outs, and they really looked confused and guessing. And this was later in the game, the seventh inning, so they've seen him a couple of times already. And they looked out of sorts there. And you haven't seen Nebraska have that happen to them, and that's one of those things where you got to have a really good pitcher to confuse the batters out there. But I think it comes down to, outside of Indiana and Nebraska, how do the other teams approach this? Don't they have to approach it that they have to win the tournament to get in? And thus, you have to set... I don't think Illinois throws their stud tomorrow. Or Wednesday, excuse me. I think they save him for game two and don't move that rotation. But on the flip side of that, if you do throw your stud on Wednesday and you do make the championship game on Sunday, maybe he's ready to come back and you can get him twice, because the way this works out, you basically have to stay in the winner's bracket to get what you want out of your rotation and hope that you can use one of your studs twice, because it's so quick of a turnaround.
Yeah, and Doug, this will really be interesting too, because kind of what happens every once in a while is people that throw their ace and lose – have really put themselves in a position too. You know what I mean? Like you say. So I agree with you. It'd be interesting to see what Illinois does. They might save him. That'd be interesting to see if they saved him and just kind of throw all the marbles in one shot and say, hey, you know, I think we're going to try this, and this is what we're going to do. I think there might be some not close games in this tournament. I'm talking about maybe not this first round, but later on, I'm thinking we're going to see some runs scored. And I'm talking about 8-2 games, 9-1 games, something like that, which in that ballpark, that's a really, you know, there's a big difference in the two teams. So I think we'll see some games where people just are going to run out of pitchers and they're not going to be able to compete with the good teams.
Well, Nebraska starts with Ohio State 105 coming up on Wednesday. And again, the folks want us to remind you with the tournament that it's, I know Tuesday, it doesn't work out for everybody, but if you want to go watch the teams practice, they're there all day from like noon to 7, and TD Ameritrade Park will be open. If you happen to be going to the Omaha area, if you're one of the schools that's already out and you're looking for an early break, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can go to practice. If you got the kids, you get into the park for free. You get to see the park. Everything's open. You get to see the baseball players, and you get to see them practice. Nebraska's practice tomorrow is from 2 to 2:50, but all eight teams will be going from 12 to 7 as they work their way through, and that's free and open to the public. Don't forget that Mike Traynor's annual Mid-America Basketball Camp will conduct their six individual sessions this summer. Overnight and commuter camps for boys will be held June 1st through the 4th and July 6th through the 9th at Hastings College. They'll also be at Central Community College in Columbus July 20th or June 15th through the 18th, and then at Doan July 20th through the 23rd. They will have day camps for both boys and girls next week, May 27th through the 30th and July 27th through the 30th at Grand Island Central Catholic. For more information on the Mike Traynor basketball camps, which has seen over 28,000 campers in the last 37 years, it's one of the best camps in the Midwest. You can go to hastings.edu and find out more from the Hastings College basketball site, or you can contact Coach Mike Traynor, 402-960-8011.
Doug, and I'll tell you one thing about Mike Traynor's camps. Those are good camps, and if Mike Traynor puts his name on it, I can tell you it's going to be done the right way.
Yeah, well, we've known that, too. There's been a lot of good ones. Coach Gavers and Coach Ball will be part of that, and some of the local coaches as well, trying to help the youngsters get better, not only in the upcoming season, but some fundamentals that maybe they can work on in the off season that gets them ready to be better basketball players and better young men and women. We do want to thank Rick Kissick, head baseball coach at Grand Island, for joining us today. They play in the winner's bracket tonight in the Class A baseball tournament against Millard West at 7:30. Tomorrow, Dan Hoppen from Husker Online to talk Big Ten baseball. Former Olympic wrestler Ken Chertow will join us to talk about the camp that they've got coming up in the state of wrestling as well. Damon Day will slide in and be our co-host, and we'll talk a little baseball with him as well. Until then, hope you have a great week, and Jimmy, you too. See you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you, Doug.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.